I'm now joined on the phone by a choreographer, Gabrielle Nankerville, who has kindly joined us to have a chat about an upcoming double bill with Sydney dance company Frame of Mind and her piece Wildebeest, which is coming to Her Majesty's Theatre next weekend from Thursday to Saturday. Gabrielle, thanks so much for having a chat.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So last time we spoke was about a month ago about your piece, another collaboration with Luke Smiles, Split Second Heroes, which was at the Festival Centre. How did that all go?
Yeah, it's unusual to have two shows playing in the same city in the same month. It's really quite a strange thing. So it was great. We had a really wonderful season that was met with nice reviews from the critics, and the audience response was generally very positive. So it's quite nice, given that that one was really like a labour of love and had taken quite a long time to get to the stage. So we're happy about it.
Yeah, fantastic. And so you're just keeping the good times going with Wildebeest coming. And Wildebeest was nominated for a Helpman Award for Best Choreography in a Ballet, Dance or Physical Theatre production. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So tell us about Wildebeest. The tagline for the double bill, which is with Frame of Mind, describes it's supercharged, superlative dance. What's the inspiration behind Wildebeest? It's quite an evocative title.
Yeah, sure. This is a very different type of work to Split Second Heroes, which is the one we talked about last time. Wildebeest is really driven by physicality. And in the case of working with Sydney Dance Company, this was my first commission with the company. So I wanted to make something for them which was, you know, very, very specific to them as a company, that would highlight, what they were like as individual performers, but also sort of, I guess, emphasises how amazing they are as a group. They're really, you know, they're an incredible ensemble. So I wanted to work kind of between individual things and group things. So I started looking for ideas that's related to the way an individual can become submerged in a group, or the way an individual can emerge from a group, and sort of working with some of these ideas, perhaps with larger connections to ways we understand the world and, you know, different scenarios that happen in nature and also in society. So, the title Wildebeest is actually, it is for the animal. So the animal itself is something which I think of as being quite an incredible, fanciful sort of image as something that you see, because it sort of looks like it's a melange of different animals, and it's very strong and it's very independent, but at the same time, it's a migratory animal, so it moves with a massive amount of its kind when it moves, according to the seasons and what it has to do in terms of survival. So it was a nice parallel for me to work with that idea with the dancers, especially since as dancers and as performers, we often talk about the animal within and the beast within, and finding this connection to instinct, which is definitely what the wildebeest, the animal, has. So, yeah, so this is kind of where this title came from.
Yeah, there are lots of interesting juxtapositions there in terms, you mentioned, in terms of forming your own identity as an individual, as part of a pack, that kind of pack mentality. And I suppose even within the frames of the dance world, you think of being a member of a chorus, but then solo artists, and how you all come together to form a picture, I suppose, a piece of
absolutely.
Piece of work. And so, have you worked with these dancers before, the particular ensemble that are bringing this to life?
No, for me this was the first time, so it was sort of also an exercise in getting to know them and trying to fast track that, because the piece was made in a very short time. So by looking at what made each of them tick, we did a lot of individual tasks. So one side of the work is also related very much to the technical evolution or technical revolution, and moving from analog to digital to the future. So those parts of the piece are very complex and mechanical, and it's bodies moving around, bodies and with a lot of patterns and a lot of gradual building and shifting and changing of the kind of quality of movement. So in order to kind of like explore each person individually to make something that was mass, I gave them lots of individual tasks, which were actually about creating stories in the written word, which we then translated into physicality and shared them amongst people, so that we sort of had these, if you think of a machine, like a some sort of, you know, the hardware of a machine that has different cogs that kind of work together, and each part sort of has its own independent function, but together they make the machine work. So we worked around a lot of like principles like that in order to generate this really complex kind of complex kind of en masse group material, which still somehow had its roots in individual stories. So yeah, trying to find different ways of keeping the individual intact even when it was en masse or in a group.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great, and I suppose. Well, definitely another aspect, another cog in the machine is the production side of it, and the structure that this show will take. As I mentioned before, this is another collaboration with Luke Smiles. What can audiences expect in terms of the structure of the show and the production of it as well?
So Luke and I have collaborated for a lot of years across. Yeah, lots of different types of projects. So we've got quite an intuitive working relationship. I guess we're also obsessive about details, but also the big picture. So in the case of this, it was sort of a perfect scenario to really work together from the beginning. So he was busy working on the same tasks for creating the soundtrack that I was working on in the studio with the dancers making the movement. So he would make things in reference to the exact same ideas, and then he would play me things, and I'd be like, oh, great, that's really cool. I can take that in and use that in the room. Or then, he would come into the studio and we would show him little bits we were working on, particularly things that were to do with super complex, unusual rhythms that, you know, don't sit within a normal musical kind of structure. And he would be like, okay, cool, I'll work on these things and create something from video of them doing that, so that it really fits to their unusual sort of rhythmic patterns that come from the body and not from music. So it was sort of a backwards and forwards approach until we came to the end product. And I guess having shared references that span longer than this project, we also, you know, we have a great love of cinema. Luke also works a little bit in cinema, and also a big interest in science fiction and fantasy and how you create a world that is slightly different to the one that we live in each day. So I think audiences can expect something which is quite cinematic in terms of the look and the sound of the piece, and is quite immersive in terms of taking you into an imaginary world that's made up of lots of bits of reality but is put together in a way that just makes it slightly different, so it kind of floats and allows you to use your imagination to generate your own sorts of ideas within the work as well.
Yeah, fantastic. So that kind of that level, that very high level of overall sensory engagement that you're aiming for with each work, with this particular work, with its themes of, you know, individuality and that animalistic drive that you've mentioned as well, is there an overall feeling with which you wish to leave audiences to this show, and how does it sit alongside Frame of Mind as well, it being part of a double bill?
I guess Wildebeest is something that begins in quite an eerie manner, so it's a little bit mysterious. It has something which is continually evolving across the piece. So there's threads of the choreography and threads of the soundtrack which are growing and changing and maybe moving from something which is more analog to something that's more digital or science fiction. There's a kind of evolutionary sort of feel in terms of the way the piece grows. And by that I mean sort of in that it's constantly shifting along a line like a spectrum that kind of is ever growing. That's the sort of feeling for the piece. Yeah, it's quite otherworldly in some ways. There's definitely a, you know, a strong mechanical influence in the soundtrack. So if you think things like Transformers or yeah, sort of various kinds of space films of today, different to what we talked about last time, which was more sort of 80s themed. This is more of the future. And I guess in terms of how it sits next to Raphael Bonicella's work, Frame of Mind, they're very, 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 very different works. So audiences would get to see the company in two completely different lights, and that's in terms of what they actually do physically, but also the sound. So the sound for Raphael's piece is gorgeous. It's a gorgeous soundtrack, but it's much more musical in the sense of recognisable in the way that we think about composed music.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, it sounds like an excellent thing to do of an evening next weekend, Thursday through to Saturday, is to go see this double bill, Frame of Mind, presented by Sydney Dance Company, featuring your work, Wildebeest. I wish you all the best with it. Thanks so much for talking through your ideas behind it and its development.
Great. Thanks for having me.